Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
Meet Robert Van Winkle. He buys homes in South Florida, fixes them up, and sells them at a profit. You may care, because Rob Van Winkle is also Vanilla Ice. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up on the show today, a mystery band joins us for the latest installment of our Blind Date series, and we'll meet our first super collector, part of the crowdsourcing project we've been talking about all week, and I'll give you my recipe for killer chili. I'll explain how to make it and survive. But we begin with the second or maybe even third act in a pop music career that began in 1990. That year, Vanilla Ice shot to the top of the charts with this smash single, Ice Ice Baby. More than two decades later, the now 44-year-old, who was born Robert Van Winkle, is doing something very different. He's hosting the home improvement TV show, The Vanilla Ice Project, now airing in its second season on the DIY Network. He joins me on the line from L.A. Rob, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So what are you doing in L.A.?
I'm out here in L.A., and I just filmed a secret show that I'm not allowed to talk about yet because there's a big surprise in this show, and they don't want to spoil the surprise.
Now, is this a music show or is it a home improvement show?
This is not a home improvement show. This is another show. I can tell you that it's on a network that would be Scripps Network, but a different show that I'm not allowed to talk about, but I was filming that, and I also was doing voiceovers here for the new Adam Sandler movie that I just got through filming.
Yeah, okay. So when people contract somebody and the contractor disappears for a couple of weeks, we never know where they go. You disappear for a couple of weeks, you're cutting a movie, you're doing a show, blah, blah, blah. What happens to the housing, to the home improvement projects while you're out there in L.A.?
Well, I got a good team. I call them my ninjas. And, you know, they follow my ideas, and I stay on video conference with them daily, constantly. And we're you know, always having a little issue here, a little issue there, and it's nothing but a little click on a little FaceTime, and we can fix and remedy it all. I fly in and make sure everything's happening, but, you know, most of the time I'm there, and I, other than when I had to go film the Adam Sandler movie, I'm there. There's no B team to come in when the cameras stop rolling and take over and finish. I mean, I actually do a lot of this work myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks really glamorous on TV, but, you know, I'm really doing this work. It's tough work. It's a lot of work, you know?
I'm not sure how glamorous it is to watch you with a backhoe trying to get water out of, you know, a flooded footing, but okay. How did you get into this?
I got into the real estate side. When I was 16, I did Ice Ice Baby.
Right.
And I bought a lot of houses around the country. Bought one in Bleecker Street there in the Village in New York City. You know, Laurel Canyon up next door to Michael J. Fox up in Laurel Canyon in L.A. And I like to snowboard, so I got one over in Utah and snowbird. But, you know, I went on tour for 3 years and never saw these houses. And I said instantly, I was like, I came back like, wow, waste of money. For 3 years, I didn't even see any of these houses. Well, let's sell them. I sold them, and I made millions of dollars. And I go, you got to be kidding me. It's that easy? Let's buy some more. So I started buying and selling properties, and then I started fixing them up a little bit. But I decorated this house that I had on Star Island in Miami, a 15,000 square foot house, 12 bedrooms, and I had it professionally decorated, and it was cool at first, but I had like yellow rooms, green rooms, purple rooms, and orange carpet. It was like living in a nightclub, you know, everything's all art deco, and it was cool when you walk in the door, but it was not homey. So
right.
When I came home after a tour or whatever, it felt like I was living in a nightclub instead of living in this warm, cozy, home-feeling home, you know, where you could sit down and have some coffee. So I started looking in these magazines, and I'm like finding out about earth tone colors and neutral colors, how they make you feel like warm and inviting, and throw some pillows over there, put a nice fireplace, let's make it a home. And I did it, and I did it myself. And I changed everything in the whole house. It took me about a year. And I loved it. I got the bug then. I was like, wow, I did that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I started doing my other houses, and then I get licensed, and I start building this team of people together who are all licensed in the trade, and they all respect me because I get in there and mix it up with them, and I'm not like the boss who cracks a whip and say, get here on time and all that. We really enjoy each other's company. We sit around and have a good time, and, you know, I take them to lunch every day, and we enjoy, you know, transforming these homes in from zero to hero. So it's a lot of fun.
Rob Van Winkle is Vanilla Ice. The TV show is called The Vanilla Ice Project. It's in its second season, which revolves around you working on a house. It's in Palm Beach, right, along the Intercoastal Waterway?
Yeah, right there in Palm Beach. And on this house, I stepped it up a little bit, and just wanted to, you know, go bigger and better. And mm-hmm. I think people are going to really be amazed, because not only does it, you know, during a time of having the housing market, you know, crash on us, and, you know, we're trying to adjust to all that, it inspires people to you know, decorate their homes. You know, they're going to live there for a while. It's the American dream to have your own home and decorate it your own way and live there and enjoy it. So it inspires people to go out and do that, and it gives them hope. And it's a great thing about the show, because I hear the feedback. It's amazing. But show, I have a smart house. Everything can be controlled by the phone.
By
so
a smartphone,
iPad
yeah.
or iPhone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. You can, I mean, it's just all the drapes are electronic, so you can open and close the drapes. You can turn on. I got a lazy river in the backyard.
What is a lazy river?
It goes 2 miles an hour. It's got a current through there, and you sit on a raft with your pina colada, and you float around a lazy river that goes around an island with a tiki hut on it. And it's got in-ground subwoofers. It's got TVs all along the way, so you don't miss any of the game. You float underneath, through the rapids, underneath this bridge, and then it shoots you back out into the big beach area of the pool, and then you'll marinate there for a little while, and it'll suck you right back in and take you around for another adventure.
Home sweet home.
I got a zip. Yeah, it's the zip line that goes 500 feet right over the whole entire lazy river out to a Zen garden. And
we're getting ahead of ourselves here, right, Rob? Because this is all coming up later in the season.
This stuff to come, later in the season.
Well, at this point, we've seen the season premiere, and on this season of the Vanilla Ice Project, Rob and his crew are installing a lavish $13,000 front gate to the property, and as always seems to happen with home improvement, the improvement isn't quite perfect.
Suckers to the side, you might try to hate, but you can't penetrate even if you do 98. It hit my gate, because this is rock star style. They look freaking awesome, man. I'm so pumped.
What are you thinking, boss?
Thinking there might be a little bit of MacGyverness happening to take place. Definitely not going to work. So, therefore, this has to come out to about right here.
How far are we off?
Way off. Well, we set our gates in place, but there's a little bit of a problem, which is a gap between the two columns.
That is Rob Van Winkle, the Vanilla Ice Project. He's working on all season long on this house in Palm Beach. And, I mean, that really, it's not so much a reality show, Rob. Is it a... It's not really a how-to show either. I mean, very few of us are going to install tiki huts and lazy rivers and $13,000 front gates. But what do you hope that we, in our much more modest homes, get out of a show like this?
The greatest thing about this show is that, you know, it's entertaining, number one. I mean, we are on TV, but it's also informative. And you're right, it's not a reality show, not at all. There's no script. It's not anything like that. It's, you know, the greatest thing I take pride in on this one, this particular one, which sets it aside from season one, is that it showcases the newest, most modern, state-of-the-art technology in homes that you'll ever see anywhere. Bill Gates don't even have some of this stuff in this house. Some of this stuff doesn't even come out, like the 3D projector. I built an amazing theater in this house, and it looks like it's out of an auditorium in a castle. So mm-hmm. much crown molding and just so elaborate and classy, it's unbelievable. But the projector is so state-of-the-art, and the way that you can control everything with this smart house, I mean, I can shut the drapes, I can dim the lights, I can set the thermostat, I can turn the pool lights on, I can open the estate gates that you guys were just talking about. I mean, I can do everything with my phone anywhere in the country and watch it through this 32 cameras as I'm doing it. So it's going to showcase all these new state-of-the-art home features that people have never seen before. Mm-hmm. And it's just the coolest thing ever. I mean, we have a floating Murphy bed that comes out electronically out of the ceiling. I got a lot of these ideas when I went to England. I stayed in England for about 6 months last year. And just, you get a lot of these crazy ideas over there, European influence. And I, I'm always Googling and doing things like that mm-hmm. to find out what's next. We're all kind of guilty of it. We have these phones. We may look through our apps and play like Angry Birds or texting. We can tweet. We can Facebook. You can do all these cool things. And we're all like looking at them going, what's next? Wow, well, you can do all this. What's next? Well, you're going to find out what's next when you watch the Vanilla Ice Project, because that's all the new state-of-the-art stuff.
It's Saturdays at 10 on the DIY Network, so you can do all this stuff. What about music? I mean, in that little clip we heard from the show, you're kind of freestyling about the gates that you're... I mean, are you still touring? Are you able to be Vanilla Ice and be Rob, the head contractor, at the same time?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been doing music. I've never left it behind, even though I found a new passion. Well, it's not so new to me. I've been doing it 15 years, but first time the camera was to it last year. And, I got another passion in doing the renovation and whatnot, but I've never left the music behind. I have a record out right now. It's called WTF, which does not stand for what you're thinking. It stands for Wisdom, Tenacity, Focus. So, it's no explicit lyrics on it. It's good. It's entertaining. It's like techno hip hop. So I went on a little musical adventure, and it's just dance music. So it's really good, and it's selling like hotcakes. It's on iTunes right now.
And, it was released in August of 2011, and it has this song on it. This is from the latest Vanilla Ice record. The song is called My Way.
I did it my way, and now I'm looking back with no regrets. I did it my way. Sometimes I really wish that the fame was gone. So many times I thought about leaving the game alone. So many fake smiles and handshakes. No privacy, how much can one man take? Don't envy me because I seem to strive. Plenty times I wish I had a 9-to-5. Paparazzi never ran behind a mailman. Taking pictures, being famous can be hell, man. They'll embarrass you, try to make you look like a fool. Then the people start picking on your friends at school. They build you up just to tear you down. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. But now I'm found. Even though they said it wouldn't work, I did it my way. And even though sometimes it really hurt, I did it my way.
That's from the new Vanilla Ice record. It came out in August, called WTF, which, as Rob has quickly pointed out to us, does not stand for what you think. It means wisdom, tenacity, and focus, and that song called My Way. Rob Van Winkle is Vanilla Ice. He hosts the Vanilla Ice Project, the home improvement show, which airs Saturday nights on the DIY Network. He's on the line with us from L.A. And, Rob, elsewhere, we heard a little bit of the song My Way. Elsewhere in the song, you talk about... having a person, are you going to be a personality or are you going to be a person? And even right. In that clip, I was lost and now I'm found. Did having something like the real estate, the passion for real estate, for home improvement, did that kind of help you get through the rough patch after, all of the early sudden fame with To the Extreme?
Yes. Yes and no. I mean, it was a combination of other things as well. I did Ice Ice Baby when I was 16, so I went through this phase where basically I had a weekend that lasted a few years.
Yeah.
And, you have to figure out, when you have all this money and fame, you have to figure out your purpose in life. Where do I fit in? It's not about another car, another house, another yacht. It's you have to figure it all out. And, you think of Britney Spears. She shaves her head. There's a transitional period from – this huge, larger-than-life, celebrityism to get back into a real life and figure out what you do. And the real estate has definitely helped me find another passion and all that. But my purpose in life wasn't that. My purpose in life is the most valuable lesson I ever found is that it's about family and friends. So I've been married 14 years. I've got a wife and two kids. Mm-hmm. So that's what life is all about. And it's not as glamorous or polished or fireworky as most people want to hear, but let me tell you, the truth behind it is that's the whole thing and the whole meaning of life. Because you could have Bill Gates' money and all the fame in the world, but if you're out in the middle of the desert by yourself and you had a choice to trade that in for just some friends, you'd trade it in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows you that you're not born with these things and you're not going to die with them. It's the experience along the way with your family and your friends that is meaningless and timeless. So that was what I figured out. And now that I've got my purpose and everything, I found another passion with the real estate and just really enjoy showcasing it. But it's very rewarding to myself because I sit back at the end after you swim through the trenches and leave your DNA and blood all over the construction site. I don't know how many times I've smashed my finger or cut myself on a nail. You know, you come at the end of it and you go, you cross your arms and you say, wow, I did that, you know, very rewarding. And, you know, you can't stop once you taste that. It's like you want to go on to the next one, you know. So,
well, now this is your second, this second season is the second home. I mean, you did a first season mm-hmm. with a house, and then it was sold like immediately, right, to a Chinese
yeah.
couple who had watched the TV show.
Yeah, they came to Disney, they watched the show, and they drove down 3 hours and bought the house. It's amazing. The power of television is great, but it's not just television, because I've been doing it 15 years, and I've never used the vanilla ice or the television, and all my homes have done great
mm-hmm.
Because I follow a certain chemistry where you got to buy the house below the appraised value, which is the beginning point,
right.
Meaning that if you check your comps, which means like the house is on the same neighborhood with the same square footage, you know, you want to make sure that you stay in that ballpark. You don't want to go beyond that. Okay,
right.
So you buy your house below that appraised value, even sometimes $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 cheaper than, you know, the assessed value. So you have actually free money there to put in not just carpet and paint, but a lot of other extras that the home down the street that's asking the same price doesn't have.
Right.
So,
Rob? How does the economy has changed markedly in the 15 years you've been doing this. So how has it
right.
affected your business and your approach to the new houses?
That's a great question. It's better than ever today. Everybody is familiar with these terms, foreclosures and short sales, but there's even better ways to buy homes, like tax liens and auctions. If nobody's bidding against you and you have an absolute auction, that means the house is definitely going to sell no matter what the lowest bid is, no matter what. An absolute, so there's no reserve. And you go out there, and sometimes there's nobody even bidding against you. You can get homes for pennies on the dollar, okay? You can get loans. Like, a lot of people are turned away. They think that they have to have so much more than 20, 30% down to get a loan. Well, you got to move to the next loan officer, because just because you fail once doesn't mean you're going to fail to every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find an angle. But the most important thing is location, location, location.
Right,
and
right.
this is if you're going to do this in an investment standpoint. You know, location is more important today than it was before the housing market turned upside down.
Now, the Federal Reserve,
the Federal Reserve,
Rob, is saying that they're going to keep interest rates really, really low until at least 2014. You know, for anyone who's, like, looking to refinance or get a mortgage, that's good news. Is it good news for you?
It's great news for me. It's better than ever, you know, and a lot of people are coming in, like, from overseas, from Europe. You know, the pound in the UK is worth double the dollar right now, and I don't know if you've ever seen how they live, but they live in these 150-year-old two-bedroom little bitty, like, we call them townhouses. They're connected mm-hmm. to other ones, and they cost £500,000. And my show's airing over there now, and it's airing in the South, in Africa, it's in Australia, Canada now. So these people are sitting there in the snow watching these palm trees go by on the Vanilla Ice Project, and they can have a 5,000 square foot house next to the ocean, because £500,000 is $1 million.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If, you know, now that the housing market, there's a positive to everything about the housing market coming down, because now it's affordable and everybody's coming to this country. It's growing. Our population in the 50s was not even half of where it is today at 350 million.
Yep.
And we're growing like crazy. Once that inventory gets absorbed, and it will get absorbed, because every house is going to go up. The housing market's going to come back. The economy's going to come back. What we're doing is it took a while for us to get into this, you know, little mess, and it's going to take a little while to get out. But boy, when it comes out, we're going to be shining like the brightest star in the sky.
Well, you're already doing pretty well there with that. The first house sold. The second house is the subject of the current season, the Vanilla Ice Project. It airs Saturdays, 10 p.m. on the DIY Network. Rob Van Winkle is Vanilla Ice, but he's also the leader of the chain gang there, taking this house in Palm Beach apart and putting it all back together as we watch. Rob, a real pleasure having you on Soundcheck today. Thanks a lot.
It's been great. Thanks for having me. All the best.
This is Soundcheck.
So my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous.
You're listening to Soundcheck, and now would, I think, be a good time to update you on our search for super collectors. You know, people who have massive collections of music stuff. The series airs the week of February 13th, but we couldn't resist getting a bit of a head start today, because having just talked to Vanilla Ice about his new home improvement reality TV show, it turns out that one of the super collectors we heard from collects Vanilla Ice memorabilia. Lots of it. His name is Brent Birnbaum. He lives in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And Brent, before we even get to the why question, how much Vanilla Ice stuff do you own?
I've got over 300 things stashed here in my Greenpoint apartment.
And what's in this Vanilla Ice collection?
Oh, everything you can imagine. I've got over 100 vintage magazines with him on the cover. I've got a sleeping bag with him on it, a few backpacks, a few fanny packs. I would say my best item and the rarest is a 12-by-6-foot billboard. It was printed on vinyl and then stretched over the billboard, so I have it rolled up in my basement right now.
Hmm. Where is the rest of this stuff? Does it take up a lot of room?
Oh, certainly. There are a few dozen banker's boxes filled, stashed in my bedroom, under the TV, in the building's hallway, in the dining room right now, which my girlfriend has been bugging me to move.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Brent, whether you live with anybody and what their reaction to your Vanilla Ice super collection is.
Yes, I do live with my girlfriend for the last 5 years. I think her mood varies from irritation to being amused. But even this morning she asked me, she called my, there's a bunch of cardboard boxes leaned against the wall in the dining room. She asked me if I was going to move this cardboard shantytown before Saturday.
Now, when did you start collecting Vanilla Ice memorabilia?
You know, casually 7 years ago, and then after about a year or two seeing a bunch of different items on eBay, I just started buying everything, and it has snowballed since then, and I've never stopped.
All right. Now, Brent, I have to ask you the big question. Why? Why are you? I mean, and you didn't even start when Vanilla Ice was big. You waited till 7 years ago, by which point he was off the musical map. Why the Vanilla Ice collection?
Well, when I started going on eBay 7 years ago, which just eBay itself has been the gateway drug, you know, I started seeing different items posted, and I was just overwhelmed with the variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a year, I had 100 different things. And, you know, for the last 5 years, new things are cropping up. And a few years into it, I just decided I'm going to have the biggest collection of Vanilla Ice memorabilia in the world.
But why Vanilla Ice? Is there some connection, Brent? Is there any reason for this?
Besides just being insane, yes, there is. He went to high school in Dallas, where I went to high school, so I felt this connection being this white kid listening to rap in the suburbs. But also, you know, I'm just attracted to really kitschy, campy things.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, Brent, that you're a Vanilla Ice fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe the most extreme, to throw in a little pun. But the thing is, you know, he's still in the headlines, and, you know, every year he's doing something new, so I feel that just makes my collection a little bit more relevant.
Mm-hmm. You collect anybody else?
I do. I collect Dennis Rodman memorabilia and Brian Bosworth memorabilia.
Hmm, so basketball and football, respectively.
Yes.
Same connection? Are they also Dallas boys?
They are. So it is, yeah, they both went to high school in Dallas. So I have this larger project going called the Harry Trinity of the Big D.
And how much has the Harry Trinity of the Big D set you back over the years?
Oh, my God. I try not to think about it.
Okay. And finally, you are Brent Birnbaum during the day.
This is true.
What happens to you when you get on the web? I'm told you have an alter ego.
Yes, for the 20-year anniversary of Vanilla Ice's To the Extreme album, I created my alter ego, Ice Ice Maybe, for an art opening that was in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. And how'd that go?
It was amazing. I was actually signing autographs on this print that I did with this other artist, Tom Sanford. And it was in the midst of this fake record store that this artist, Ted Reardor, created. It was called Never Records.
Mm-hmm.
So my project was billed as an in-store appearance by Ice Ice Maybe. And we were selling autographs for $5. And we sold over 100. There was a line out the door. One woman actually thought I was Vanilla Ice. And she asked me what I was doing now. And I said, this. And we all had a laugh.
Well, Brent, I'm not sure what to make of that, but thank you for thank you for joining us on Soundcheck today. Brent Birnbaum is a super collector. He owns more than 300 pieces of Vanilla Ice memorabilia, and we've been speaking with him on the line from Brooklyn. Brent, thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
And our full Super Collectors series actually starts on February 13th, but you can nominate a Super Collector now on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. So sit down and lend me your ear. 89 is my time. Yo, 90 is my year.